This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd. A federal judge on Thursday sentenced Republican operative Roger Stone to at least 3 years, 4 months in prison for obstructing a congressional inquiry into Russian interference in the 2016 presidential election. As AP's Sagar Meghani reports, Stone, a longtime friend of President Trump, got less than originally asked for by the Justice Department, thanks in part to the intervention of Attorney General William Barr.
Stone is now facing 40 months in federal prison after being convicted last year of witness tampering, lying to Congress, and other charges. Justice Department prosecutors originally recommended a 7 to 9 year sentence, but Barr backed off that following complaints from President Trump. Judge Amy Berman Jackson said Stone merited a significant sentence, but said the 7 to 9 year recommendation was excessive. The 67-year-old Stone's lawyers asked for no prison time, citing his age, health, and lack of a criminal record. He's the sixth Trump associate or advisor convicted on charges stemming from the special counsel's Russia probe. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
Meanwhile, President Trump expressed hope that Roger Stone will get a new trial and be exonerated. VOA's Steve Herman reports.
The president, speaking in Las Vegas to former prison inmates reentering society, said he'll let the process play out for now, but at some point will decide whether to intervene using his presidential clemency powers.
I'm not going to do anything in terms of the great powers bestowed upon a president of the United States. I want the process to play out.
Trump added that he hopes a judge will agree with him that Stone deserves a new trial because one of the jurors allegedly posted anti-Trump material on social media. Steve Herman, VOA News at the White House.
This is VOA News. China's National Health Commission said Friday the number of coronavirus infections increased again Thursday after declining in previous days. The commission said it had nearly 900 confirmed new cases of the virus, up from just under 400 on Wednesday. The death toll in China has reached more than 2,200 people. Meanwhile, South Korea reported another 52 cases of coronavirus infection. However, the World Health Organization said Thursday the overall trend of infections worldwide continues to decline. The United Nations says it is very alarmed about the safety and protection of more than 3 million civilians in Idlib and its surrounding areas in Syria. We get more from VOA's Heather Murdoch in Manbij.
We are here in a camp about 2 days' journey from Idlib, where families have fled. For many, it is the closest, relatively safe place to take shelter. But families here are still short on medicine, electricity, and other basic needs. Since December, 900,000 people have been displaced, and hundreds have died, including children that have frozen to death. Families here in this camp say they have been displaced 3, 4, or 5 times. Many of their friends and relatives, they say, are still trapped in the battle zone. Syrian President Bashar al-Assad hopes to declare victory over a multitude of warring parties in Idlib, but aid organizations say without an immediate ceasefire, the crisis will deepen. Heather Murdoch, VOA News, Manbij, Syria.
U.S. government authorities have launched a new enforcement operation focusing on methamphetamine trafficking hubs. AP's Mike Gracia has details.
Federal authorities have launched a new initiative aimed at disrupting the trafficking of methamphetamine in the United States. In Atlanta Thursday, Acting Administrator Utham Dhillon announced the DEA is launching
Operation Crystal Shield.
The operation will focus on 8 so-called transportation hubs where meth is brought into the U.S. from Mexico.
One here in Atlanta and the other 7 throughout the United States. Los Angeles, Phoenix, El Paso, Dallas, Houston, St. Louis, and New Orleans.
The DEA says seizures of meth in the U.S. increased by 127% between fiscal years 2017 and 2019. I'm Mike Gracia.
New Mexico's attorney general has sued Google over allegations the tech company is illegally collecting personal data generated by children in violation of federal and state laws. The lawsuit claims that Google is using its education services package that is marketed to school districts, teachers, and parents as a way to spy on children and their families. For more, visit voanews.com. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.